Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm CT. When I'm not hosting podcasts, I'm in the real world. I mean, everybody's got to work, right? My job is CS, customer service, solutions, relationships, and generating motivation to keep my team pumped up and connected to every single guest who has taken the time to come into our location, whether they've got a small basket or a large, large, big cage full of food. You just got to keep them motivated and keep them connected. This is CTCS, episode number 15, Grumpy Turkeys.
It's kind of a difficult day today in the way that when I step inside CS today, it's not that I'm going to have a plastic candy-coated bathroom mirror smile plastered to my face, but I'm only 2 days off from my mother passing, and there's a side of me that's going, you haven't mourned enough. You haven't had enough time to rebuild what was suddenly and unexpectedly taken away from you. But at the same time, the professional in me is going, you got this. Come on. What would your mom do? Your mom would be right back at work, because that's the way mom always did it. She would never miss work. Didn't matter if she wasn't feeling well or not. She would always make sure that she was there. So when I go in there today, I'll be a new me, because, I don't have a father anymore, and I've lost my mom. And I guess that the baton has been passed forward. Is that the right term?
What an incredible team. I walk into the store, and instant hugs, instant compassion from the players. And, you know, you try to keep your thoughts together, because, you know, they're saying, you know, we're sorry. And what it's doing is it's throwing you back into, you know, mourning. And you just look, and you got to put on that smile, and, you know, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? And yeah, we're okay. We're gonna make this happen. And if there's anything that you can do for you, let us know. Good teamwork, man. Good family. Got a new part of my wardrobe, you know, to kind of help give me more stability and balance and stuff like that. Hokas, man. Hoka One Ones. Whew, baby, what a steep price. But I'm going through tennis shoes left and right anyway, because when I'm walking, you know, 7 to 8 miles per day, you know, you burn up those tennies in a heartbeat. But, man, I got some Hokas on. Give them full 100% promotion, man. Good shoes. This will be my second Thanksgiving with the grocery store and customer service. And, you know, you got to predict what's going to happen, so you can better prepare for what you're going to be doing during those times where the changes and the challenges come in. I mean, people, they're buying the big food and everything like that with the turkeys and everything, but they're not in the spirit of being in the spirit of the holiday yet. And I don't know if we need to get by Thanksgiving first, and then people start getting into the ho-ho-ho kind of mode and stuff like that. But, yeah, they're buying the groceries, but... Ooh, moody people. All the more reason to love this company more than what I already do. And that is that, you know, we're a week away from Thanksgiving, and they gave us what they call a thank you bonus. They gave us a bonus. My God, I mean, they don't have, how many bonuses do we get in a year at this store? I'm not complaining. I come from a different world where when you respected your employees, it was just different ways of doing it. I mean, it's just amazing how we get gas points, fuel points, and we get bonuses and things like that, because it's just their way of saying thank you. It's like, whoa, I'm not used to somebody saying thank you. I mean, you rock, you demand, thing like that, a little pat on the back here and there, but wow. You know, in a grocery store, we actually play for real. And when our players are injured, like NFL or NBA players, I mean, we hurt the hurt. We go to the doctors. We get the physical therapy. And today I was talking with a couple of coworkers, and one of the things that we found interesting was how many different jobs we all do. And it's like, you know, nobody comes to the grocery store with this being their only job. This could be one of three jobs. I mean, for me, I have five different jobs that I do. And you play rough. And you've got to be able to withstand it. You know, perseverance is everything.
I think one of the biggest culture shocks of coming to CS from the world that actually I've spent 42 years in is that I hear my name more here in CS than I ever heard my name as an on-air talent. That's a shocker to me, and it catches me off guard when people use my name and say my name, and it's like whoa. You know, maybe it's because radio people are locked up in studios all the time and we don't really get the opportunity to go out and shake hands and kiss babies and be right in front of people unless we're doing a paid promotion. And when you're getting paid to do a promotion, you know what that's like. You know, candy coated plastic bathroom mirror smiles and stuff. I think I've heard my name, my real name, more in the year and a half I've been here than I've ever heard my on-air name. Boy, we're just barely getting started with the week of Thanksgiving. In fact, it's next week, but yet the way people are shopping, it's heavy crowds, and the people looking for the sales. Nobody's complaining about, you know, what's going on with empty shelves and things like that. I haven't heard anybody complain about that. Our team has been busting tail, taking stuff from the back room and making sure that it gets out there on the shelves as quickly as possible. And those trucks keep coming in and stuff like that. And, you know, it's super serving during the holidays because, you know, I always look at grocery stores, and especially those up front, this is like the weatherman on a television station. If the dude or the girl is never getting it right, well, people don't trust the station. They don't trust what's going on. And I think that's the same way with the people up front at a grocery store. If we're not getting it right, then they're going to go someplace else.
A tremendous amount of putbacks. You know, I for some reason, I don't remember doing this last year. But then again, I didn't really get back into the putback business until I came to this location, which was in January of this year. And that's when I started taking it seriously. But my God, it's like my dad would say, he'd go, their eyes are bigger than their stomach. In other words, they're buying way too much. And when they get up there and they realize that their bill is almost $500, well, guess who has to put it back?
Wow, word just got to me that that we aren't doing rotisserie chickens today, and we are huge in rotisserie chickens, and so right here in front of me is this sign that for some reason, I guess it was a blind elephant moment. I didn't know it because, you know, people were coming in asking about it, and when the manager on duty looks at me and says, "We had a fire in the kitchen this morning." What are you talking about? You're kidding me. And it was in the rotisserie chicken area. So it was like, wow. And then it closed the store and everything like that. I mean, well, it's not that I want to be where the drama is, but I mean, oh my God.
A few minutes ago, I touched on Blind Gorilla. Not everybody knows what Blind Gorilla is. There's a book that I read. I first found out about it on the TV show 48 Hours. But I read this book, and Blind Gorilla is something that actually takes place in front of you, but your mind doesn't comprehend. It doesn't see it. It happens right there in front of you. And actually, it happens to me a lot when it comes to doing putbacks here at the store. That, you know, I've got a few seconds, I'm going to run back and put these things over here in the spices or back by the cookies, and I can't see the cookies. And so I come back disgruntled in a way, and they go, you couldn't find them? And they go, "Here, I'll show you where it is." And it's like, wait, I swear to God, I looked right there. And that's called the blind gorilla. And I wonder in an everyday world how many times that we see so much going on that it's like, but we miss it. And when people go, the car accident was right there. Well, I didn't even stop, but you did.
Well, that's it. The work day in CS is officially over when I clock in. 9.5, 10 hours. Just over 8.3 miles of walking throughout the store, finding solutions, creating customer service that you know, where people, they have a choice. They can come in or they don't. And if you've got great customer service, chances are they're going to say, I want to go over there, man. I feel good when I go over there. I'll tell you what, though. I did experience something tonight that touched me. Touched me in a very, you know, good way. Very good way. I was, because we're crowded, man, we're headed to Thanksgiving. I was at register number 3 and just sitting there, you know me, I'm going to have conversation. I'm going to make people laugh or try to. And then this woman, little bit older than middle age, reaches over and says, here, this is for you. And it was a writing instrument. I don't know who she was. And she, it's obvious she knew me as CT, because that's what she called me. But she goes, I've been wanting to give you this writing instrument. And I was like, are you kidding me? I said, this, are you sure? And she goes, yeah. She says, I know a writer when I see a writer. I know a writer by the way they talk. And I just wanted to give you a writing instrument. And I was like, so touched by it. So touched by it. And so, of course, yeah, I'm going to be writing with this thing, man. The writers do have this thing about them. There's an aura about them. And it is in the way that they speak. And so God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. So much.